Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. In 2026, digital privacy has become a pressing concern for individuals and organizations worldwide. With the increasing number of data breaches and the widespread sharing of personal information, protecting one's data online is more important than ever. As awareness spreads, so does the demand for robust solutions dedicated to helping people manage their digital footprint. Today, I want to highlight two leading data removal services that are making noise in this rapidly evolving industry, Incogni and Canary. Both offer unique functionalities designed to safeguard user data, but they take distinctly different paths to help you reclaim your online presence. Let's start with Incogni, which markets itself as a fully automated data removal service. Incogni targets more than 420 data brokers, both public and private, tirelessly working behind the scenes to remove your personal information from these databases. What sets Incogni apart is its continual monitoring. If your data resurfaces, their system automatically resends requests to get it removed again. For users looking for a low-maintenance approach, Incogni handles all communication with data brokers, so you can set and forget it. Independent verification by Deloitte, along with positive reviews from reputable outlets like PC Mag and PC World, lend credibility to their claims. Many users find it reassuring to know that their personal data is managed by a trusted third party with a track record for transparency and results. On the other hand, Canary offers a more hands-on, tiered service that focuses on user control and transparency in the data removal process. Covering about 300 potentially harmful sites, Canary requires a degree of manual confirmation from users to initiate and confirm removals. This manual step may appeal to privacy enthusiasts who want to closely track their data footprint and take an active role in managing what remains online. By notifying users and providing tools to complete removal requests, Canary creates a more transparent and controlled environment. While some may find the process more involved than Incogni's automated system, others appreciate the opportunity to personally oversee each removal action. Choosing between Incogni and Canary really comes down to your own preferences as a user. If you want to sit back and let automation do the heavy lifting, Incogni's probably your best bet. If you prefer rolling up your sleeves and taking direct control, Canary offers the visibility and oversight that might better suit your needs. Both services address the same core issue, managing your public data online, but they offer very different experiences in how users get there. It's also worth noting that the existence of services like Incogni and Canary is a direct response to growing consumer awareness and demand for meaningful privacy measures. With more headlines about breaches, leaks, and unauthorized data sharing, people are becoming increasingly proactive about protecting their identities. This shift to proactive privacy management reflects a greater understanding of how valuable our digital identities have become. Incogni and Canary are, in many ways, empowering individuals to reclaim agency in a world where personal data is traded like currency. They show that privacy isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental right that deserves comprehensive solutions. Beyond personal privacy, there's also a wave of innovation happening in the world of artificial intelligence and machine learning. The quality of data and how it's managed directly affects how well AI systems can understand, operate, and improve. Recently, a synthetic dataset containing 15 million Python problems was created for large language model improvement, marking an impressive leap in AI training capability. This concept-driven dataset is especially significant for programming-focused models and benchmarks, like Human Evil. With better, more thoughtfully curated training data, models can generalize more efficiently across real-world coding challenges. The result? Higher accuracy, better reliability, and more creativity in code generation from these advanced AIs. What's remarkable is how quickly these improvements can translate into more effective AI solutions across industries, especially as machine learning keeps evolving at breakneck speed. As data-driven tools get smarter, the need for careful curation and privacy guardrails becomes even more important. It's not just about making AI smarter. It's about ensuring these systems respect user information, rights, and preferences at every stage. As organizations seek to strike a balance between AI advancement and user protection, solutions like the ones offered by Incogni and Canary form an essential part of the wider conversation. Meanwhile, in other areas of open source technology, gaming on Linux is about to see a leap forward with the upcoming release of Ubuntu 26.04 and GNOME 50. These updates promise notable performance improvements, particularly for users with NVIDIA graphics hardware, a segment that's often demanded better Linux support. Early benchmarking studies suggest that gameplay will be smoother and more stable under the new Ubuntu release. Gamers and developers alike are looking forward to features that optimize desktop responsiveness, graphics rendering, and battery efficiency. In combination with regular driver updates and kernel improvements upstream, this release is shaping up to be a game changer for the Linux gaming ecosystem. GNOME 50 also introduces design refinements aimed at streamlining the user experience and reducing friction when switching between applications, windows, and virtual desktops. As more users migrate to open-source platforms for both work and play, these enhancements only make Linux a more attractive option for everyone, not just power users. Of course, performance improvements are not only needed in desktop environments but also in the backbone of many modern applications, databases. Recent research into vector search technology has pitted mainstream and up-and-coming database systems against each other in a variety of demanding scenarios. These new workloads, driven by AI and advanced search algorithms, are testing the limits of how efficiently databases can process massive, multidimensional datasets. MariaDB, for example, has emerged as a leader in these performance evaluations. Its efficiency and robustness when handling vector search operations demonstrate just how far traditional databases have come in adapting to AI-driven requirements. As businesses and AI-powered applications rely more and more on complex, vector-based queries, optimized databases become a must. This need for speed and efficiency at both the hardware and software level can't be overstated in today's digital economy. The convergence of privacy, AI, open-source operating systems, and databases might seem like several separate stories, but they're deeply linked by a shared goal: user empowerment. Services like Incogni and Canary restore agency over public data, while innovations in machine learning and database performance set new standards for reliability and ethics. Even as we see technology accelerating on all fronts, the central message stands out: users expect and deserve both performance and privacy. When we look ahead to the future of digital life, whether it's browsing the web, playing games, or interacting with AI, the most successful platforms will be those that harmonize cutting-edge features with uncompromising user security. For anyone evaluating their options in the realm of privacy, remember that both automated and manual removal services are there to support your unique needs. Take the time to explore what's available, and don't hesitate to ask hard questions about how your personal data is being managed, now and in the future. At the same time, stay tuned for groundbreaking improvements in open-source platforms and AI tools, as these fields show no signs of slowing down. As digital privacy continues to attract global attention, collaborative efforts from these diverse industries help shape a safer, smarter, and more inclusive digital environment for us all. Whether you're chasing privacy, innovation, or performance, it's an exciting time to be a part of the technological landscape. That's all for today's Open Source News Elements. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for listening.